Bipartisanship was not on the agenda at an annual gathering of political conservatives here in Washington, and today that gathering had a surprise guest, former Vice President Dick Cheney.
The sky's the limit here. I think 2010 is going to be a phenomenal year for the conservative cause. And I think Barack Obama is a one-term president.
Dozens of conservative luminaries are rallying their troops, making plans, and dishing out plenty of criticism, and not all of it aimed at Democrats. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from the Conservative Political Action Conference.
If you think conservative is synonymous with Republican, well, just ask young conservatives at this conference.
No, not at all.
Not necessarily.
No, not now.
These are among the hundreds of young people who have come to be energized at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, and they're not very happy with the Republican Party right now. Listen to Andrew Patterson of Monroeville, Pennsylvania.
The Republican Party has abandoned conservative values, so I don't think they are one and the same.
And John Landis up from Houston, Texas.
It needs to come back to its conservative planks, which make up the platform. And until it does that, I will not be associated with the party itself. Instead of just the principles.
And then there's Benjamin Kafferlin, a student in Ashland, Ohio. He says conservatism is stronger. It is immutable.
Whereas Republicanism can shift and move away and get caught up in, I might say, the general flux of general politics.
These are some of the young people fueling the conservative movement right now. They are at tea parties, on college campuses, and on campaigns. And they're feeling powerful right now because their support could be critical to the Republican Party's success.
They must come to us and show they're worthy of our loyalty. We don't go to them.
Former House Majority Leader Dick Armey. A decade ago, he was a major figure in the Republican Party. Now he sounds like he's outside it completely. It's not that conservatives and Republicans are splitting up. It's more like they're having an ugly spat. Republicans had it all, say conservatives. The White House, the Senate, the House. And did they chop down the government? Just the opposite. Government grew, debt ballooned. Armey says conservatives should still support Republican candidates this fall. But if the GOP wins back majorities in Congress...
We will be aware of your penchant for drinking backsliders' wine. And when you think you're going to slip back to being those same people that broke our heart just those few months ago and those few years ago, we will help you to find your way to someplace else.
That was one of the main messages today. The leading lights of the conservative cause climbed the stage to rally their faithful. Former Vice President Dick Cheney, the new Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown, and the current Senator from South Carolina, Jim DeMint.
I'd rather have 30 Republicans in the Senate who believe in the principles of freedom than 60 who don't believe in anything.
Over and over, they flex their political muscle, promising, as DeMint did, to force some discipline on the Republican Party.
Now, when Republican senators don't do the things that they say they believe, voters should have a choice of a new Republican. A real Republican.
One with the conservative stamp of approval. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.